Did you find any difference between the nature of the wickets for the first day and the second day?
I thought there was a bit more stickiness yesterday, and I thought that the speed has definitely come down. When we were batting yesterday, I don't think it was as slow as it was today. I felt the wicket has slowed down considerably, and I don't expect it to quicken up more either. It's going to get slower and slower, I think.
Ravi, there were obviously questions before the series about previous tours here, but you seem to be full of confidence. Did you bring that? Is that sort of helping you get through? And are you surprised also at the way this wicket's working on that one too?
I don't know, Amish. I don't know how to answer that question because, I've personally come here for two tours now, and last time I did pretty well and I was very confident. That's where my whole turn and fate started as a bowler. So I was pretty confident coming back here. Adelaide generally offers a bit of spin, but looking at the grass that there was on the pitch yesterday, we didn't think we'd get a little bit of hold that we're getting around. There is a bit of hold in the wicket, but it's not something that's considerable or vicious or anything like that. It's slowing the ball down off the surface. So. Not really surprised, but I think I would say it's slower than what we expected it to play.
Ravi, how much improvement have you seen from the Indian fast bowlers just in terms of hitting the right lengths, particularly in the first two sessions?
Look, we don't really isolate it as a fast bowling or a spin bowling pack. We identify it as a bowling unit together because one cannot exist without the other. But definitely, we've been working on it, and we've done really well over the last year or so as a bowling unit. And today was another perfect additional test cricket day for us. I thought we really bottled them up, soaked the pressure and got the wickets. And that's what we've always asked for from the bowling unit. And we've been doing this on a consistent basis.
You're doing
it
again, which is that. Do you feel like you come more into the game on that football bottom of Australia than you
Look, I don't know. I mean, I really do not know how much it's going to deteriorate or what's going to happen. It's a drop in wicket at the end of the day. I don't know how much a drop in wicket deteriorates, but because of the amount of grass, I don't see the footmarks widening as much as it widened the last time. But you'll have to really wait and watch. It's if at all anything is to be done, it has to be on fourth day evening or fifth day evening to see how much it grips.
Ash, you've done a pretty good job so far ticking off the left-handers bingo. Are you enjoying having all those left-handers in that side to bowl to?
Look, actually, there is a footmark for the right-handers from where there is a lot of help and the odd ball is spinning and the one is going straight. So I haven't bowled to the right-handers much in this game. When Pat Cummins was playing, one went through the gate and all that. So there is a lot more action happening for the right-handers. There isn't much for the left-handers when they're coming out to face the offie, but obviously, like I said, it's not easy to make the shots. If you get the pace right, there is a bit of hold because of the thickness of the grass.
Yeah. And Ravi, just a follow-up to that question, I guess, is if the Smith draw marks five times, what's sort of the key to getting him out before you've got to do the hole in the front?
Dismiss quite a few other left-handers many more times. Look, Sean Marsh is a fantastic player, so there is a certain pattern that we saw through the videos before we got into the game. And it was sort of an initial setup that we wanted to do, and today the plan really worked. Not exactly in the fashion that he dragged it on, but Sean Marsh is one of the players that has played spin well in that batting lineup. So we thought it's a different plan for him going into this particular test match, and it worked.
Last three.
Yesterday we scored many runs, especially after tea time. But today our bowlers, so to say, hold on their nerves or their skills.
No, that is one of the reasons why I was bowling an extended spell even after tea and before tea as well, to try and make sure that we don't give enough more runs away. I see it as neck and neck as far as the game goes right now. Whoever wills first or whoever gets the momentum from here on obviously has an edge in this test match. So I feel it's extremely well poised and every run is going to be gold dust from here.
I've seen sort of in previous battles with Australia that they've been really aggressive.
I can't remember it happening. Generally, I can't remember it happening.
Tried to do it on previous tours here.
But I can't really remember somebody taking me down that much in a test match before, against Australia, in Australia as well. First time when I came here in 2011, I thought Michael Clark actually played me really well, actually drove me through the covers a lot more. I was a bit inexperienced. I used to toss the ball up, keep tossing it up. So Obviously, that's where you learn from burning your fingers once. But I didn't expect them to come after me very hard. If they did, I would have been very happy to.
And in terms of the verbals?
Not really. I haven't had really a lot of verbal problems with the Aussies at all. It's all been fine so far. And I don't mind somebody coming after me because I'm not going to respond anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Ashwin, let's say towards the end of the first session, the ball had to about 20 overs old. It was sort of settling down. Shamir also gone up and come back, and you were looking at an afternoon session of hard work. What did you go out to achieve in that session and a half? What was the planning, and are you happy with what you did in that 22 hour spell?
Obviously, if I'm not happy with today's work, I wouldn't be happy with many other days. But look, there was to be very precise, there's not a lot happening off the straight or off the wicket. It's not like fizzing or anything like that. So I was getting drift both ways, in and out. I was able to control both that drift, and I thought I can get the batsman holding their feet inside the stumps or outside the stumps and hence hold them, and that's how we got Khwaja out, and that's how we got Sean Marsh out as well. So that's something that really worked in my favour today because of the drift with the ball going away and coming back in. It happens in Melbourne too, so I'm banking on that to really give me some good results.
Cool. Thank you guys.